Joe's in Kansas City, Missouri. He's our first caller of the day. Thank you for your patience, Joe. Welcome, Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey, Leo, my man. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I got a quick question. I've been kind of doing some things on the side for Current.com. I've been interviewing some celebrities. And I
love Current. You know, it's I don't think it's doing that well as a cable channel, but it's a website. It's a great website.
Oh, it's excellent. You can contribute. You can be a regular Joe like me, no pun intended. But you just get in there and you take your world, you put it out there. And
yeah.
I interviewed Christopher Dennis, who played Superman in Confessions of a Superhero, the guy on Hollywood Boulevard.
Cool.
My feed was really rough. I had my cell phone. I was kind of doing an archaic way of just recording it through GarageBand. And I want to get a cord to pipe through my phone into my laptop because I got Mark Pender from the Conan O'Brien show. He's agreed to do an interview with me. And I want something more higher end. Do you know what I can use to get that recorded down?
Yeah, I want to use your phone. So here's what we're doing. In fact, this ties into what I was just talking about. So we're going to do, this is kind of what my whole podcast network is about, is kind of cobbling together consumer electronics to do a television network, you know, to do what CNN does with off-the-shelf, you know, cheap off-the-shelf hardware.
Right.
So we're going to be standing outside of the Apple event. I have an invitation, so I get to go in. But we're going to be standing outside. We're going to cover it literally from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And here's how we're going to do it. We've got a lap, and this is what I would recommend. Now, do you want to do it live or do you want to record it?
I want to do it. Well, they're going to call me, and it's going to be no. So yeah, it's going to be recorded. Yeah, it won't be live.
So the easiest way to record it is just to record it with not with your phone, but although your phone, frankly, most nowadays many phones have good enough cameras and video recorders to get a pretty good result out of it. What kind of phone do you have?
I just have a Verizon, just a regular standard version.
So you said phone, that's what you wanted to use?
Yeah, I want to take a cord from my input on.
So I wouldn't do it with a phone. I would do it with a flip camera or a camcorder. Why your phone?
Well, I was just going to, I figured I do actually do it that way. I have a flip camera and I actually have a handheld audio device, but I thought if I could get it from my phone directly into a computer and it would recognize it as an input device to go in through GarageBand, I get a clean feed. But maybe that's
for the and you just want audio, not video?
Right, just audio. So I figured
a better choice to be I mean, I'm not sure why you want, you're so fixated on the phone. A better choice would be to get a USB microphone.
Gotcha.
There's some very good USB microphones. My favorite is the Rode Podcaster. That's a little pricey. Blue, BLUE, also makes some excellent USB microphones. My current favorite, which I think is around $100, is what's the name of it? The Yeti just came out.
Okay.
So these are microphones, good quality, professional grade microphones, but they connect via USB port instead of the traditional kind of a weird, XLR plugs that professional microphones use. For those, you need a converter box and stuff to make it USB. But a USB microphone, you just plug it in,
sure.
And the computer sees it, GarageBand sees it, and you're recording right into GarageBand. I don't know why you really want to have the phone in between, to be honest with you.
That's fine. Then I'm cutting out the middleman. That's what I wanted.
Cut out the middleman. Blue makes a number of these. The Yeti might be a little big for field recording. It's more like a studio mic. Another good way to go I hate to say if you have spent hundreds of dollars on this, but in my opinion, the best quality for field recording is going to be a professional mic called the Shure SM58.
Okay.
And then Shure sells a bundle. If you go to Amazon or any of the, broadcast supply houses like Broadcast Supply West and so forth, Shure sells a bundle. The SM58 is a $100 microphone, and then they sell a thing that converts it into, I got one right here. There's an SM58, and they converts it into a USB mic. That's going to give you really, really good results.
Excellent.
I think it's called a CL2, the converter box. So that, a total of about $150, and you're going to get professional grade quality. It also looks more professional because you're holding that SM58. You know, you look like a pro. You might even get a mic flag for it, and you really look like a pro. This is what we actually used at CES. Now that at the Consumer Electronics Show, that is noisy. That is really noisy. Boom boxes and all sorts of stuff going on. And the reason we use this, and if you're on Hollywood Boulevard, same problem. The reason we use this SM58, besides the fact that you can hammer nails with it, it's only $100. but also has what they could call off-axis noise rejection. It doesn't, it's very good sound. You have to point it. Now, you'll have to get used to using it. You have to talk right into it, and then you have to point it right in your subject's face and jam it in their face. But then you get really good, clear voice reproduction without any background noise. So I think that that's my recommendation is combine the Shure SM58 with they have a little plug. Shure makes a little plug that just it plugs it into it and turns it into a USB mic, which is perfect for this kind of application. So much better than your phone. Now, I was going to recommend if you had an iPhone, there is a kind of a really weird device that I like. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. It's called the Owly. And I got one. I saw it at CES, and I was blown away by it. And they sent me one, and I love it. It turns your iPhone into something that is, you know, like a design for video production. But I'll talk about that in a second. Before we do that, I do want to